Okay, imagine combining football, soccer, and frisbees. Well, that's Ultimate Frisbee, and Idaho is part of a team that plays across the Mountain West. Our team is known as the Utah Wild, and the mission of this professional team is to advance visibility, equity, and high-quality competition for women and non-binary players within that sport. And they have a whole lot of fun when they're playing the game, too. So joining us today are Aaliyah Smith, one of the co-founders of the Utah Wild, and Dr. Sarah Stoller, who, when she isn't delivering babies in Boise, is player number 24 on the team. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma.
So, Aaliyah, can we start with you? For folks who aren't familiar, what is Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, Ultimate Frisbee is a sport that kind of combines tactics from football, soccer, basketball, and it's played on a field that is traditionally around 70 yards long, 40 yards wide, and your goal is to try and get the frisbee over the line, scoring similar to football. You cannot move with the frisbee, and it's an incredibly skilled game that requires finesse, power, and speed, which I would say Sarah has all of those.
Well, So Sarah, I have to say, I saw some of a game on YouTube, and holy cow, there is so much running involved. I mean, watching it kind of felt similar to a soccer pitch that you're on, and you're running, but then you're throwing the frisbee. So what's it like being on the field and it seems quite intense.
I would say that is very accurate assessment. It is a ton of running and sprinting. The score, usually we play to a score of 15, so there's lots of opportunities for big plays, scoring, big defensive blocks. It's also self-officiated, even at the professional level. So there's a lot of sportsmanship involved and, celebrating achievements either of your opponents or your teammates. It takes an incredible amount of athleticism, and it is incredibly, it's so much fun. It's such a rush to play.
So Aaliyah, you actually helped put the team Utah Wild together. What was your motivation behind this?
Yeah, so we were approached in fall of 2019 by some other teams across the West trying to start a professional Ultimate Frisbee Women's League. And I was with a few of my friends and teammates, and we decided to move forward because Utah and Idaho and Montana are all traditionally overlooked for a lot of things, but especially in Ultimate. They're smaller scenes, there are fewer people that play, but we know that we have these athletes with incredible skill, and we really wanted to showcase it. And we felt it was worth the time and the money to promote these players. Mm-hmm. And it's really paid off in spades, even though we've only played in one tournament.
So Aaliyah, it's called the Western Ultimate League. So how does it work, and how many teams are there?
Yes. So there are seven teams in the Western Ultimate League. It's Oregon, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, and Utah. And we have a traditional season in the spring. And this year we are starting with our first series of games, March 11th and 12th in Arizona. We're going to play two games there. And then on April 9th, we're going to travel to LA and play against the Astra there. And most importantly, April 22nd through 24th, we are hosting three Wild games in Salt Lake City. We're calling it the Wild Wild Weekend, and we're really excited to bring the team and showcase their talents to all of the fans that haven't had a chance to see them play yet.
Oh, that's so cool. So Sarah, how did you start playing Ultimate Frisbee? Because as I mentioned, I mean, you're a doctor. So I'm assuming you're a tad busy delivering babies and the such. So is this also kind of just a stress reliever?
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially in the last couple of years, it's been amazing to have the opportunity to compete with dear friends across the country and even across the world in the past. Actually started in high school. There was a club team at my high school. I grew up in Colorado, and I was running sprints for my soccer team in the snow in January, watching the Ultimate Frisbee club play next to us. And I thought, oh my gosh, that looks like so much more fun. And then I started playing there and got very involved in my college team and then various club teams throughout the years. I've actually always wanted to be a professional athlete my entire life. So this is a really dream, a big dream come true to have this opportunity in our region and to have made the team. So it's really special.
I think that's great. So Leah, I'd love for you to talk about the mission of the Utah Wild, because, you know, I think that, you know, this is a part that might be overlooked for the general public, but your team is open for women and non-binary players. And as you say, I mean, it's really to promote women and non-binary players, because frankly, there's not a lot of professional access for these players.
Yes. Yeah, we're really devoted to ensuring that women and non-binary players are seen in a way that we see men promoted every day in sports. We have so much passion for these players, and we really want to put that forward and hope that our fans and people who have never even seen a game of Ultimate Frisbee can see that. We're currently doing a fundraiser for our team where we created posters of each player, and I started sending them out, and I was getting feedback saying, like, I've never felt this cool before. It makes me feel like I'm finally professional. Like, this is the stuff that you see on Twitter hyping up everyone. And it's been great for me personally, because I just like everyone else, like, we were supposed to start the team in March of 2020. Like, that's when our first game was supposed to happen. And instead we had basically another year and a half of time to prepare, but also a lot of time just feeling a bit more isolated as a team. And so being able to bring everyone together, especially for this year, is going to really promote, showcase what women and non-binary athletes can do in Ultimate Frisbee, and especially in these states where we don't traditionally see professional athletes coming from.
Well, I have to tell both of you, as I mentioned, I was able to get onto YouTube and watch a part of a game, and it was fun. It was so fun to watch. So I would hope that folks can get onto YouTube, look for Utah Wild and watch a game there. But as you mentioned, they can also go to Salt Lake City in April and support all of you, correct?
Yes. So we would obviously love for as many people to come down and watch us as possible. But even for our games in Salt Lake City and our away games, they will be streamed on the Western Ultimate League's YouTube channel. So definitely keep an eye out there, and we will post updates to our social media channels, which are Utah Wild. It's at Utah Wild Ultimate on Instagram and at UT Wild Ultimate on Twitter. So that's definitely the best place to get the most up-to-date news.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this. And thank you for reaching out and letting us know what you do. We've been talking with Leah Smith, one of the co-founders of the Utah Wild, and Dr. Sarah Stoller, who is one of five Idaho players who made the team this season. Their very first game is March 11th. It's in Arizona. We will, of course, link to their entire schedule. We'll do that on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thank you both so much for telling us about professional Ultimate Frisbee. It was a great conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.